The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome, everyone, to the 9th episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. My name is Jonah Brandley, and I am your host for this season. If this is your first time listening to us, please listen to our first episode. In that one, we go over what you can expect out of the podcast and the rest of the episodes going forward. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. I'm glad you can make it. Without further ado, let us begin the 9th episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In this section of the book, we see what happened to Edmund. At the beginning of the chapter, we find out that Edmund was present during the dinner and ate his fair share of food, but could not enjoy it since he was thinking about the Turkish delight the witch gave him. He snuck out of the house and began making his way to the witch's house. His trek was long and arduous since it started to snow heavily and became very cold. Edmund forgot his coat in the beaver's house, and he told himself he couldn't go back and grab it, so he hunkered down and kept on trekking. Throughout his hike, snow drifts would fall down his back and head, which increased his resentment towards his siblings, especially Peter, for calling him out on his treatment of Lucy. Eventually, he makes it to the White Witch's castle and stops dead in his tracks when he sees a lion standing in the middle of the courtyard. He starts to panic, thinking Aslan has already arrived at the palace, then realizes the lion isn't moving. He is instantaneously warmed, thinking the witch has turned Aslan into stone. He then takes out a pencil and doodles on the lion, giving him a mustache and glasses, saying, "Who's afraid of Aslan?" Exploring the courtyard, Edmund finds statues of many different creatures: dwarves, satyrs, wolves, and many others. He notices one that doesn't look quite like the others, so he went closer to check it out, and the wolf barked at him and asked him to identify himself. He does, and gets escorted to the witch. The witch is incredibly unhappy to see him, asking where his siblings are. Edmund responds that he has done the best I can. I've brought them quite close. He tells her that they are staying at Mr. and Mrs. Beaver's house. She becomes excited with the news and asks if there are any more updates. Edmund tells her of Aslan's return, and the already white witch turns an even starker shade of white. As the chapter comes to a close, she asks her servants to prepare the sledge, specifically to use the harnesses without bells. This chapter is a great example of how much anger and frustration can fuel and drive someone to do things that are clearly not in their best interest. The first place we see Edmund's self-destructive streak is his decision not to turn back and grab his warm fur jacket from the beaver's house. This shows that his priority of sneaking out of the house undetected is more important than his priority for comfort. To everyone else, this is completely illogical. However, one doesn't think straight when they are in the midst of sin. The next instance is when he realizes the lion in the courtyard is just a statue. Instead of finding a way to get into the castle, he decides to take the time and deface it instead. These two instances give us, as readers, an example of how sin distorts our judgment of reality. Thank you so much for joining me for this 9th episode of our podcast. Before you leave, I have a few questions for you to discuss with your friends and family. Number 1. Look back on the last few years. When was the last time you made a decision that wasn't in your best interest? What did you prioritize in that situation? Number 2. Are all self-destructive decisions ultimately sinful? Are there choices you can think of that could say otherwise? This marks the end of our podcast today. What will the next chapter bring? Will the kids find Aslan, or someone rather different? Find out in the next episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.